Hare Krishna. Welcome, everyone. It's an interesting day today. Interesting in the sense that yesterday the new religious law was passed through Parliament, and swears I don't have all the law will not be actually written up for another couple of days, but it didn't come out very well, either for us or for others. A very sort of undemocratic, unconstitutional proposal. But other than saying that, unfortunately, I expected as much, although hoped it wouldn't be the same, still, I'll reserve further judgment and information when we actually have the actual wording of the law at hand, such as preaching, unfortunately, such as politics, and a little update. Devotees were asking me about how Lila Avatar Prabhu was. I actually went to visit him last night. He's at home. And considering he had brain surgery, he's in great condition. He can walk with a walker, he talks fluently, thinks coherently, and is planning that within 6 weeks he'll be, will have had a full recovery. He still has a way to go for full recovery, but looks and sounds very, very good. And thank you for devotee's concern. A little information that 22nd to 24th of this month, which is the weekend following this upcoming one, will be our fair at the farm, 16th to date. And, well, I ended up giving a pitch in Hungarian. It's usually what I do in Hungarian, I do in English. And although I'm aware that my audience is a little more geographically far afield than the Hungarian one, but perhaps for devotees in the surrounding countries, Slovenia, Croatia, Czech, Slovakia, Serbia, anyone would like to come and help and participate in making this fair happen, you can contact Koordinitai Das. Koordinitai is coordinating personnel, and his telephone number is 36 for Hungary, 303-716-952. That is 303-716-952. Yesterday I was speaking with Maharani, who is preparing for her PhD dissertation on Varnashram, how Varnashram is being established in Hungary. And she asked me what I thought was some of the landmark events in Hungarian history that brought Krishna consciousness into the popular eye, or into popularity to people. And I told her that by far New Rajadhan, Krishna Valley, had the greatest effect in appealing to people in a way that certainly Srila Prabhupada's books gives the teachings. People like our Food for Life program because it feeds others, but in terms of showing them who we are, what we are, in a way where I'd say at least 99% of the people go away more than favorable, more like raving about Krishna consciousness and our beliefs, simple living, high thinking, by far New Vajradham, and it opening its gates to the public. This is, and I think I mentioned, 16th year that we're having this fair, is by far the most significant and most effective preaching. I didn't expect it to be. I thought originally it would be more for devotees, but that's what it is. In fact, this afternoon I'm having a meeting with our patrons council, going forward, presenting to them our renovation plan for the temple. We have to rebuild, reconstruct the temple, which will be a very costly affair, but it wasn't really originally designed with the idea that it was going to be used by an additional 30,000 people a year, and neither have we got all the facilities to accommodate them, neither do, but with their presence, do we have all the facilities to accommodate the devotees, and particularly our accommodation for guests. By accommodation means accommodating them to visit during the day. Would increase many fold if we had more space. So now we're planning to develop more space, covering the two courtyards, and building another three stories or behind the temple, extending the size of the temple with a basement first floor and a second floor that would facilitate devotees and give the rest of the building over to being used by guests. Anyway, but this was getting a little off the point. My point was that this is the time of year when 25% of our guests come to New Vajradham. And when we really have the opportunity to make a wonderful impression on them. But it's something that's beyond, this festival is beyond the local devotees. During the year, as it is from May till September, it's sort of a marathon. It's a marathon in the sense that running a farm is already a marathon. On top of that, the deity worship for Radhashyam Sundar is also, as devotees know, a nice standard, and that also is very demanding. But on top of that, we've got our guest program, tourism. Taking care of them is a full-time job. And on top of that, we have visitors. By visitors, I mean we have devotee visitors. We have festivals. So sometimes it's funny when we have guests who come and they sort of ask where devotees are, why devotees don't participate more sometimes in programs. And I explain to them that this is not some kind of temple. This is not, we're not just running a having a temple over here where we have festivals and just chanting Hare Krishna, but we also have an entire village going on here. We've got a gurukul where kids are going to school. We have a whole farm. We have 50 cows to be taken care of. So it's more than just a temple. There's a whole other full-time engagement going on, and everything else is a type of plus that is really, really difficult to handle. And when what we call Bhuchu, or annual open house, takes place, it's like out of reach for New Vajradham to handle everything. So it becomes a national project, and I guess since I'm appealing to devotees outside, it's also an international project. So if you like to come and help and participate or visit or bring friends, well, please do so. And if not, well, then you certainly got an earful. It was meant to be just a little reminder, but it ended up being today's podcast, but more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.